Financial matters and economic crisis is on the topic of many radio shows, TVs, newspapers. Today we have with us John Winstrup. John is a financial planner with the Winstrup Company. He's also the founder of a not-for-profit organization called Wise Money Choices. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be here.
You know, John, it is. You can't open up a newspaper or turn on the radio without hearing some kind of impact that this economic crisis is having on us as a nation and as a world. So maybe you can talk about how Wise Money Choices is designed to maybe make it a better place.
Well, that's exactly what it's designed to do. We've designed this or created this as a response to a low level of financial literacy. And it's been interesting for us to realize that parents feel poorly equipped to educate their children or support their education for financial literacy. So we started on this about a year ago, and the world's a much different place than it was a year ago. But
sure is.
Everything seems to be supportive of what communities and schools and employers need, which is a more realistic approach to personal financial management.
Well, what is Wise Money Choices? I mean, what does it do? How does it work?
Well, what we do is we integrate through a host. So a host might be a school district, it might be a church group, or it might be an employer. And there's a lot of initiatives to create those partnerships between private industry, nonprofit, and schools. Financial literacy is part of the curriculum in Ohio schools, as you know, by 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel that bringing expertise of someone who's been in the field, working with people to help them manage wealth and make wise money choices, is a good partnership for us and a way for us to give back to our community.
Well, John, what made you feel like there was a void in this area? I'm sure that you observed people who were just kind of lost. Is that what occurred?
Lost is a kind word. A lot of people just feel very ill-prepared and puzzled as to what can we do, because they themselves don't have that foundation of a good common sense financial background.
Well, I mean, there's probably lots of reasons why we have the financial crises that we have right now. But a lot of people have to take responsibility for their own actions, too. And maybe they were led into loans they never should have taken out, but a little more financial literacy may have kept them from getting into those loans.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've said to my clients that if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true. But a lot of people have missed that real red flag there of whether it's a mortgage loan rate or a credit card program or rates returns on CDs or some of the annuities that are offered. A lot of these products are pretty gimmicky.
Well, and unfortunately, it's not intuitive. And you mentioned the fact that in 2010, every child who enters high school in that year is going to be required under Ohio law to have some form of financial education. But the problem is there's really no meat around those bones at this point. There's no real specifics that are required by school districts as far as how they approach that financial literacy. How can you help in that whole issue of helping schools help the kids and help themselves achieve that goal of meeting that criteria?
Well, first off, there are some few guidelines that are part of the social studies strain in a school curriculum that we kind of zero in on. And at elementary, junior high, high school, there's a deeper and deeper understanding. And that's what we try to get to when we visit the schools. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit more.
And that's right. We will take a break. And in a few minutes, we'll be right back with John Winstrup. John's a financial planner with the Winstrup Company. And we're talking about wise money choices.
We are continuing our conversation with John Winstrup. John is a financial planner with Winstrup Company and also is the founder and president of Wise Money Choices. And we've been talking about Wise Money Choices, which is an organization that helps other organizations enhance the financial literacy of their members. And, John, I know you mentioned that you work a lot with schools, and there's different level of needs depending upon the level of the child, you know, elementary, middle school, high school. Maybe you can give us an example of some of the things you do in
Absolutely.
The schools.
In the schools, it's interesting that as I meet with parents, depending on the level, they really feel very, very ill-prepared to talk to their children about money. And one of the early things that we wanted to do is make sure that we kind of gave them the tools, because the desire is there. Clearly, they want to help their children be more financially savvy than they have been, but they don't always feel like they can do that. So one of the first things we did, Tom, was we added in a suggested reading list, and we worked with the Hamilton County Greater Cincinnati Library in developing a reading list based on age levels, and we make that available in our programs that we do in the schools. So that's one of the tools that we use. Secondly, the Ohio Department of Education is requiring, I believe there's 10, depends on which one you see, but I think there's 10 core expectations that they want to put into the curriculum. So we try to hit on those at the elementary school in a very simple way. We actually work mostly with the parents, because we think that parents can read these things to the kids, play some of these, we'll call them games, with the kids at home. And then as they go to junior high, kids are taking more responsibility. They know what a want and a need is. So when the parents say, you're going to have to
start... That's pretty amazing. I know a lot of adults that don't know the difference between wants and needs, John.
Well, that's true. But they do because of this process. Then the parents can say, as you become older and you start earning money, you need to take responsibility for some of your wants. We're still going to meet your needs. Parents have a really difficult time. Then we get to high school and college. They have a really difficult time emancipating their children. The bottom line is the kids are dependent, and the average child is not independent of their parents until age 28 today.
That's amazing. That number has, that age has grown. It used to be an age much younger than that.
Much, much younger, 18 to 21.
Yeah, my guess is this current economic crisis will go a ways towards lowering that age, don't you think? Just because they're going to have to find out the difference between wants and needs, some people at least.
I think there's going to be a definite move that way, yes, sir.
You know, financial literacy, the old fable is you give someone a fish when they're hungry and you feed them once, you teach them how to fish, and you've taken care of their food for the rest of their lives. And really, financial literacy is a lot like that, don't you think? If you can teach people, especially your kids, financial literacy, you've let them be well set up for life.
Absolutely. One of the things that's been, I think we have a perpetrator type atmosphere in financial services, whether it's companies offering credit cards or debit cards to 8 years old. There's a Hannah Montana debit card supposedly coming out, and I'm just shocked.
I have not seen that one yet.
So
that's probably kind of cool, though, isn't it?
Well, sure. And the bottom line is what they've done is they've really kidnapped our children, because we're going to pay for whatever they do. And I think we're going to see those discussions, and not only those discussions, but the necessity for children to take more responsibility for their money.
We've been talking to John Winstrup, and John is a financial planner with the Winstrup Company. He's also the founder and president of Wise Money Choices, and we've been talking about wise money choices for families, for kids. Tomorrow, John's going to come back with us, and we're going to be talking about how his Wise Money Choices program can actually help employers help their employees. We're welcoming back today with us John Winstrup. John is a financial planner with the Winstrup Company. He is also the founder and president of Wise Money Choices. Thanks for coming back, John.
It's great to be back.
You know, yesterday we talked about Wise Money Choices and how you are working with schools and other institutional types of organizations to help their members, help families, parents teach children about Wise Money Choices. But there's also a need that you see as far as employers helping their employees become better educated in terms of financial matters.
That's very, very true. We've worked with a couple employers. Again, we started this program, rolled it out just the beginning of this year. And what's interesting is, as we go through the process, it's nice to have a place for adults to be able to look at another adult and say, I really don't feel like I know what I'm doing in this area. I wouldn't admit that to my kids. I wouldn't admit that to my friends. I wouldn't admit that to my banker or my loan officer, but I really don't feel like I have the basics to make good decisions. So they're very warmly receiving this financial literacy training within employer groups.
Well, and it seems like that's very critical, because right now so many companies are offering 401k plans, employer-sponsored plans. No more, or very few, I guess, are companies that are actually offering old-fashioned type of pension plans. So employees mm-hmm. this day have so much more control, and really the need to understand financial issues. How do you go in and help companies help their employees?
Well, the first thing we do is we lay out a set of facts. We let them know what the playing field looks like. We let them know that not everybody that offers financial product may have their best interest at heart, that a lot of the products and services that are available have led to the financial situation we see today. And we also allow them to discuss those problems, how that's affected their life.
Okay, so you go and you present the facts. That's the first thing.
And then in the discussion, what we find is we ask people, when did you learn your earliest ideas about money? And this is a really fun part of the meeting because everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Whether their dad said money doesn't grow on trees, or whether their mother kept money in a envelope underneath the kitchen counter. But everyone has these little folksy tales about money. And it tells you a lot about them because a lot of times what they learn as children, which is why we work in the schools, is what they carry with them as adults, their earliest learnings about money. And relearning that is a challenge for every person because the landscape changes. So once we've done that and we've shared their opinions, we try to offer suggestions, generic suggestions, and that seems to really open up another good round of discussion. And then of course, we're always available to answer questions at the end. So
you actually ask them, you provide some generic suggestions so that maybe they can take a piece of advice and apply it to a particular aspect of their life, and then that allows them to bring you more into their particular situation to help them specifically? Or how do you actually help someone specifically?
Well, as we meet with these individuals, I think it's real important for me as a facilitator of these meetings through this nonprofit. I don't have all the answers, but boy, I really get to all the questions. And so within the group, we help each other.
We're talking to John Winstrup, and John is a financial planner with the Winstrup Company. He's also the founder and president of Wise Money Choices, and we're going to continue our conversation with John talking about financial education and why it is so important to you, especially in this economy, in just a few minutes.
We are continuing our conversation with John Winstrup. John is a financial planner with Winstrup Company, and he's also the founder and president of Wise Money Choices, which is an organization that helps other organizations and businesses with financial literacy education. And John, we were talking about your program specifically with employers. What are some of the specific topics that you get into with these groups of employees?
Well, you know, one of the things that we spoke of earlier was the problems with individuals in their 401k. The retirement area is a big area of confusion and of challenge for the average worker. So one of the programs is called the Four Seasons of Retirement, and it talks about accumulating early retirement distribution, later retirement distribution when inflation really takes a toll on the ability to maintain your lifestyle, and then wealth distribution. And so that's a really interesting program because it tries to expand their expectations that this is a long-term process of building and also a long-term process today of living in retirement.
Well, I was going to say, you've probably have your hands full in the last few weeks. I mean, this whole, it has to be emotionally just difficult to people who have never paid that much attention, perhaps, mm-hmm. to their 401k balances, and all of a sudden see them cut practically in half. It's got to be very concerning. And how do you help them deal with those emotions?
Absolutely. The amazing part is not only has their balances dropped, but for a lot of people, they're being pushed out the door with that low balance.
Sure.
They're, you know, you're out of here, and they're at a time where they have to roll over their retirement and find another job. And so there's a lot of consulting in that where we're talking about what to do with the asset, how to protect the asset for the long run. And a lot of people have this tendency to want to dig in there and take money out, which is usually not in their best interest. So that's the Four Seasons of mm-hmm. Retirement. That's a very popular topic. Then there's another that we do, and it's interesting. Not many employers maintain a relationship with their ex-employees, but we have managing money during retirement to talk about those specific challenges as well. So that's kind of the tail to Four Seasons. Also, we have a couple other programs that I'm really kind of excited about. They're unique because there's a unique body of information to talk about. One is marriage money and muddling through. And anybody who's been married knows that typically you muddle through. And in muddling through, you have to have some key expectations that you don't deviate from. And so helping them have that discussion. Once a couple can discuss with someone else, then the antagonism and the fighting stops. So,
and it really should happen before you get married, really. You really ought to, just like you do everything else as part of your marriage planning, talking about money and your expectations, mm-hmm. and your particular characteristics of how you handle money is just critical.
That's true. It's kind of like having a common mainframe,
right,
to discuss money issues on, and couples really need that because, as we said earlier, you come into your life, mm-hmm. with money concepts that you carried with you since,
right,
you were a child, and two different people are going to have two different money,
absolutely,
concepts.
And then quickly you have a fourth one listed here, money or women, wisdom, and wealth. I like that one.
The women, right, wisdom, and wealth is an incredible topic, and there's a great body of information on this. The bottom line is most women end up having most of the wealth, and they live a long time without a partner. So those decisions and those expectations are critical.
We've been talking to John Winstrup. John's a financial planner. He's also the founder and president of Money Wise Choices. John, thank you so much for joining us. 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 So much for joining us.